welcome to Kenley Field here in San Rafael. Jordan Smith and Brian Sanchez on the broadcast for your Dominican Penguins men's soccer team. It is October 10th, and Dominican will be going up against Fresno Pacific University. Dominican comes into the game 7-3 overall, 3-3 in conference, while Fresno Pacific comes in 7-4 overall, 5-3 in conference. Coached by Jaime Ramirez, while Dominican is coached by veteran coach John Delano in his fourth season with the Penguins. It is a beautiful, beautiful day for soccer. Just a few clouds in the sky, wonderful weather. It's nice to be out here, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah, absolutely right, Jordan. We have a heck of a game today. Dominican trying to get a little payback for the 4-1 loss that Fresno Pacific handed them a bit earlier, and they look primed and ready to go.
Yeah, they do. You said 4-1 loss last time these two teams played each other. That one was at the home of Fresno Pacific. And Fresno just used its speed on that one, used its speed and size to its advantage, and really just dominated the Penguins most of the game. And we will get to the starting lineups for the start of this game. For Dominican, starting at keeper, number one from Davis, California, Eric Anderson. Number three from Newcastle, California, sophomore Colby Mitnick. Number four from Santa Rosa, California, sophomore Fabian Valdez Mendoza. Number five, junior from Belmont, California, Sam Vela. Number seven, sophomore out of San Rafael, California, Nuri Bonacosta. Number eight, junior from Windsor, California, David Mendez. Number 10, senior from Santa Rosa, California, Pedro Guevara. Number 11, senior from Huntington Beach, California, Evan Cordova. Number 23, sophomore from Murrieta, California, Corey Vanderpool. And number 24, Chris Sennis, freshman from San Diego, California. And for Fresno Pacific, number 5, Luke Tyler, defender from Fresno, California. Number 7, Gustavo Silva, junior from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Number 8, Adrian Arias, a junior from Fresno. Number 9, Rodrigo Viana, forward, senior from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Number 10, Paul Eilis, senior from Fresno. Number 11, Fabricio Nazari, a senior from Belo Horizonte, Brazil. Number 12, Ivan Mirkovic, a junior from Belgrade, Serbia. Number 13, Julian Matiliano, a junior from Fresno, California. Number 15, Alexis Hernandez, midfield, a junior from Porterville, California. Number 17, Jorge Dominguez, a senior from Fresno, California. And the keeper for Fresno Pacific, Fabian Rangel, a junior from Fresno, California. As the two teams shake hands, get out on the field, and start to get ready to play. 45 minutes put up on the scoreboard as these Penguins. Dominican didn't play the way that they were trying to play. They want to control the ball the entire time. They want to keep possession the entire time. Fresno Pacific was the ones to do exactly that. Through the midfield, playing the forwards. Those two combinations worked wonders for Fresno Pacific last game. And a big thing for Fresno Pacific off the bench coming today, we have Bruno Pessoa. He scored last game against Dominican. He is a 6'3 forward right from Brazil, right from Rio de Janeiro, like a lot of other people in this Fresno Pacific starting lineup. Brian, very interesting. A lot of people from out of the country on this Fresno Pacific starting lineup.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In Brazil, a nation known for their football talents, and they've purged them here. Rio de Janeiro, a big spot for them. Also got the defender from Belgrade, Serbia. Very, very interesting. I also like to point out that Guillermo Talancon is from the far-off land of Redwood City, California, which is my hometown. So shout out to Redwood City. And if his family is listening, you picked a fantastic place to live. But you look around Spain, Brazil, Serbia, they're from all over.
As we get this game off, Fresno Pacific starts with the ball. Number 13, Julio Montiliano on the left back position, looks to play it up top. In the middle, we have Rodrigo Viana looking to keep control of the ball. It looks like he is going to be an important piece for Fresno Pacific. They play the long ball down the right sideline. Evan Cordova is on the defense, has to head it out of bounds safely for the throw-in by Alexis Hernandez, midfielder from Porterville, California, on the right corner of Kennelly Field.
Nice job there by Cordova to just flick that out of bounds and let the defense reset.
Cordova is actually a new starter in this lineup. Unfortunately, a hamstring injury from Swap Musiana forced the Penguins to shift a little bit. Eric Anderson comes hard out on the throw-in. He actually hit Chris Senis, his teammate, in the head a little bit, but Eric Anderson cradles the ball and has a big boot on the right side. Colby Mitnick is there, gets the flick of the header to Mendez, who plays it to the middle to Guevara, tries to dribble out of it. The tackle by Montiliano is safely out, and Fresno Pacific has the ball looking forward now. They instead keep possession, play it through the back safely over to right back Gustavo Silva. Still has the ball, playing with Nuri Bonacosta. Bonacosta on the pressure, and Fresno Pacific keeps the ball. Bad play by Fresno Pacific. Colby Mitnick steals the ball, looking for a two-man game with David Mendez. Spins around. Chris Senis in the middle now, looking out wide on the right corner for David Mendez. Keeps the ball, trying to play with it a little bit. Has Senis on the right side, but Senis is off sides. Doesn't like the call at all. The AR was right next to the play. Senis thought he looked up and saw where the line was, but the line stepped up right before Mendez passed the ball. Over on the right side, we have Gustavo Silva playing it in the middle, and the Penguins so far have done a good job of keeping the pressure up and keeping it on the Fresno Pacific side of the field. Just one big through ball is all Fresno Pacific has been able to get so far.
And you've gotten a good taste of what the Penguins trying to do offensively. A triangle three-man game between Guevara, Mendez, and Mitnick. They like to get that going. You see Nuri streak down the other side into the box, but those three are what's going to get it done for the Penguins.
You talk about triangles, and that's all that soccer is about, is getting triangles, getting passing lanes, short passing lanes to keep the ball and keep the quick passes up. And if you have skill players like Mitnick, Mendez, and Guevara, you'll be able to keep the ball for a long, long time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those three have been very successful so far this season. Fresno Pacific has the ball right now. Paul Ilis in the middle of the field, looking to do something against Chris Senis, has to play it back out to Silva, who plays it to the center backs. Fresno Pacific looks to switch the field as the Dominican defense pushes up. The ball to the middle. Good pressure by Corey Vanderpool. No foul on the call. Guevara looks for David Mendez in the middle of the field. Cleared out by Fresno Pacific for the throw-in. New starter Danny Manfred will have the throw-in. A freshman out of Sacramento, California, my hometown. He actually went to my rival high school, Del Campo, which is about 3 minutes from my house. Chris Senis in the middle of the field, playing it around the outside of the 18. Vela has a left-footed shot, but it's wide, and high goal kick for Fresno Pacific.
I'm just not sure that that was a better option than trying to play it into the box or find someone on a lead pass through the middle. Vela with the left foot shot, and that went way high and wide and wasn't even close there. But as it is, Dominican was able to get the possession back, so the Vela wild shot didn't hurt them too badly.
No, it didn't. As Manfred gets a good tackle on the ball, it's played to Guevara, who seems to be grabbing his hamstring or groin, actually.
Yeah, it looks like a groin.
Yeah, definitely grabbing his groin. Had to slow up on the play and just play it out. Not a good sign. Guevara looks to be hurting, and he still is hurting on the play. Just standing there. Delano has to be thinking about a substitution, but also has to be thinking, Guevara is maybe my best player out in the field. There's no way that we can afford to lose him in this game, or even for the future. Guevara is still in a lot of pain.
It's a scary moment for sure.
Just walking in the middle of the field, trying to put the pressure on, but not able to do too much. As Fresno Pacific gets the ball, they try to play it through the middle of the field. Number 11, Fabrizio Nazare, plays it out wide to Silva, but it's out for a throw-in for Manfred on the right side of the field.
Guevara, I believe, 16th in scoring. That's a big blow as he leads Dominican, no doubt. And the offense would take a huge hit as Pedro's down on the ground now.
As the trainer, Tara, goes out to help him. Like you said, 16th in the nation in scoring. That's not just in the PacWest. That's in the nation of all Division II schools. He has 34 career goals right now. The next one would be his 35th goal of his entire Dominican Penguin career, and what an illustrious career it has been. As Tara and John Delano are out there tending to Guevara with his teammates concerned around him, a scary moment for the Dominican Penguins. There's still 40 minutes left in this first half.
Yeah.
Still 0-0 as both coaches are trying to plan with their teammates on the sideline, get this little extra break. They've seen what each team has done in the first 5 minutes, trying to make an adjustment now for the next 85 of the game. And those first 5 minutes and the way that the teams adjust is so important to the rest of the game, because you can come out in the first 5 minutes just guns blazing, absolutely going all out. But a team can adjust to that very, very well. And if you don't adapt throughout the game, you might as well give up, because that's all that soccer is about, adapting to the opponent and adapting to what the game is giving you. The game is back on now as Dominican plays it through the back. And like I said, a little change. Evan Cordova in now and Danny Manfred new to the starting lineup. Fresno Pacific plays the ball through the middle of the field. Good tackle by Crescentis, but Fresno Pacific still has the ball. Silva on the left side, defended by Manfred. Gets by Manfred, going toward the middle of the field. Still has the ball. Plays the through ball towards the middle. Fabian Valdez heads it out, though. Mitnick gets it to Godoy. The new substitution in for Guevara. And Dominican has the ball now safely in the back with Manfred and Vanderpool.
Very clever play on the left side by Silva. The native of Brazil showing a little bit of that Brazilian flair.
Exactly, that Brazilian flair. Good fight by Godoy up in the up in the forward position. Don't see him too much up top. He's usually a defensive center mid, but Nuri Bonacosta gets the ball over to Mitic on the right side. Mitic will look to go one-on-one. Missed the ball a little bit, but it works out for him. Goes middle, plays it with the left side in the middle. The shot is there from Nuri Bonacosta, but it's just wide left. The goalie had a nice dive, but the ball went about 1 foot wide left of the post. Great play by Mitnick to throw it into Bonacosta. Dominican Penguins coming out strong in this first half.
And I think that's the guy who's going to have to step up with the absence of Pedro Guevara. Nuri Bonacosta from the left side is going to have to come in and make things happen instead of just trying to poach off the great play of Mitnick and Guevara. He needs to push the action here and get in the goal.
Totally agree. Guevara is one of Dominican's fancy players, you could say, and Nuri Bonacosta prides himself in his fancy footwork and in his moves, basically. He'll have to step up as Fresno Pacific streaks down the middle of the field. They have the shot on the left side from the left foot of Paul Eilis, but it's wide right. Eric Anderson had the dive, but it was just wide of the goal for the goal kick for the Penguins. Paul Eilis really showed his speed on that one. Fabian Valdez Mendoza stepped up in the middle of the field. Eilis kept going, didn't even bother to look at Valdez Mendoza. Just really used his quickness and speed to get that shot off.
Yeah, it was an impressive run by Eilis right down the middle, but Fabian did a good job of cutting off the corner. If he wanted to put the shot on, it was going to have to be perfectly on the post, and it wasn't.
Cordova on the left side plays the ball over to Godoy. The flag is up for offsides, but the ball goes out for a throw-in anyways. No call. And that's a little weird. I actually had a few reffing assignments this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How'd those go?
I was a center ref, and one of my assistant refs put the flag up for offsides a little too early, didn't realize who was going to get the ball, didn't realize that the guy getting the ball actually wasn't offsides, and had to play and had to put the flag down real fast and actually messed up a little bit. As a center ref, that's very, very confusing to me, someone putting their flag up and putting it back down.
I bet.
It's important for ARs, especially in the college level, to have patience and have composure just like the players out there on the field. There is a foul on the play about 30 yards away from the goal in Dominican's favor. They have an opportunity here. David Mendez will be the one taking the kick as Dominican gets all their big players in the middle. Mendez has the shot, but it's far over the wall and far over everything. Out for a goal kick for the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds.
Do you think that Mendez taking the free kick there was a big clue that he was going to go for goal and not just cross it into the middle?
Absolutely. Mendez has that nose for scoring. He wants to score every single time he gets the ball. When he gets a free kick from 30 yards out, there's no chance that he is not going to shoot that. Tackle in the middle of the field by Dominican, but Fresno Pacific keeps the ball. Looks like Rodrigo Viana in the middle of the field. They play it all the way over to the left side. Here's Eilis going at Danny Manfred in one-on-one situation. Goes line, uses his speed, plays the ball in the middle of the field, but no Sunbird is there. Out for a goal kick. Over Eric Anderson's head and over everyone's head, Eilis used his speed again on the left side. Manfred will definitely have his hands full if Eilis stays over there.
Yeah, defenders are definitely going to have to give Eilis a nice little cushion because he just throws the ball out in front of himself and goes and gets it. Incredible speed.
And that's what the case was in the last game against Fresno Pacific. The midfield of Fresno Pacific really used their speed to their advantage and just ran all around Dominican. Dominican couldn't do too much to stop him. Different lineup out there today, though, than the last time they played each other. We'll see if that affects anything. Valdez Mendoza with a hard tackle on the forward, Viana, no call. No call should have been called either. Not a good clearance by Dominican, but Senis takes the ball, and it's out safely to the left side for Cordova now. Cordova plays all the way over the top to Godoy, but he's called off sides. All the way over on that left side. Cordova played a nice over-the-top ball to Godoy.
Yeah, Godoy was only off by about half a stride there, and he didn't even need it because it was such a nice through ball.
It was a really nice through ball. Mitnick with space now in the middle of the field. Keeps it calm, though. Keeps the ball. Fabian looks up, plays over to Nuri Bonacosta on the left side. Nuri will look to go one-on-one. The defender slides, but Nuri gets around him. Can't keep the ball, though. Dominican throw-in on the left side. Evan Cordova plays it back to Fabian Valdez. Has plenty of time over to Vanderpool. They will look to switch the field all the way. Everybody's shifting right now, and they go back to the left. Vela has the ball in the middle of the field, looking up, looking for some runs made. Mendez is on the run. Godoy is on the run. And here's Godoy again. But again, he is called offsides. A great, great run by Godoy, actually. Mendez checked to the ball, left that space behind him for Godoy to take. Just got a little bit eager, though. He's a freshman. He doesn't have quite the same experience as someone like Mendez or Guevara up top. but still making good runs forward.
And Godoy has good speed, so he needs to realize that he can wait a beat or even just half a beat before he takes off, stay on sides, and beat the defender.
Very, very true. As Fresno Pacific goes through the middle of the field, the through ball is past Vanderpool. The shot is there, and it's a goal by Fresno Pacific. The through ball right down the middle of the field past Vanderpool, and Paul Eilis got it from Fabricio Nazare to put the ball right past Anderson on the left side of him. 1-0 Fresno Pacific with 32 minutes left in this half.
It's exactly what we mentioned earlier. Eilis got a free run down the left side, a nice through ball from the middle out to the left corner, and he was just able to put it past Anderson, who didn't have much of a chance. One of the better goalies in the PacWest, maybe even the nation, but sometimes you just don't have a chance of blocking it.
Well, Eric Anderson is actually sixth in the entire nation in save percentage. A very, very high mark. Couldn't do anything about that. A one-on-one with Eilis, who coolly played it past him. Fresno Pacific has the ball again. Looks like Silva is in the middle. Here comes Nazare. Plays it out to the right. Alexis Hernandez has the ball into the middle of the field, headed out by Vanderpool, and it's headed out to Eric Anderson. Saves the ball from going out for a corner. Lets his team get up the field and picks it up for the drop kick. Nazare needs to get a little bit more pressure on him. Dominican, it's so important for their center backs and their defensive center mids to step up on those forwards immediately. Don't give them any time to do a single thing. And Nazare had time to play the ball right to Eilis for that goal. Evan Cordova had a nice run up the left side, out for a Sunbird throw-in, though.
That's one of my favorite things about these backs for Dominican, is all of them have the ability to come all the way into the attacking corner and flick one on. We saw it a lot a couple weeks ago, the last home game. It's been so long. They've been on the road so much. But Robin Goldschmidt, the junior, came up on a lot of balls, and we're seeing the same thing from Cordova and Manfred today.
Well, it's good to keep that pressure up, especially with their usual center back. Usually it's Corey Vanderpool and Chris Senes in the middle of the field. But Senes is playing defensive center mid in the absence of the injured Swap Musiana. Fresno Pacific, good play on the left side of the field. Tries to play the through ball over to Gustavo Silva. A little bit of miscommunication, though. Eric Anderson has the ball now, begging for his Penguins to get up the field and get attacking. 1-0 here with 30 minutes left in the first half. The drop kick is over to the right side of the field, played to the middle. Godoy steals the ball, plays it to Vela. Over to Senes, keeps the ball. Manfred on the right side. Mitnick takes the ball, uses his speed. Gets a little too forward, though. Chris Senes tries to keep the ball, keeps going. The little jersey pull, nothing called, but now the foul is called after a lot of yelling from the Dominican players. There's a foul called about 35, 40 yards away from the goal. A chance for a big cross to those headers for Chris Senes, David Mendez, Corey Vanderpool. All of them are incredibly, incredibly skilled at heading the ball. Let's see if Dominican can take advantage of this opportunity right now as the ref gives Danny Manfred 10 yards for the kick. Oh, excuse me, Fabian Valdez Mendoza will be taking the kick. He looks to get this right about at the PK mark. The ball is in the air. It's a good one. Mundiz comes flying in, but gets the header over. Man, he got real high on that ball, just skied over his defender. If he got a solid, solid header on that, that could have been danger for the Sunbirds.
Well, Jordan, I have a question for you. During that free kick, Paul Eilis, who scored the only goal of the game so far, went over the sideline and switched cleats. What do you think that could be? I've heard players before mention that their feet are practically on fire playing out here on the turf in the middle of a hot day. You think that might have something to do with it?
I do. Like you said, your feet can get so unbelievably hot on the turf, and turf actually tears up cleats a little bit, so you might not know if he actually had a big old rip through his cleats, because I know turf has torn through many of my cleats, including the ones I have right now. David Mendez in the middle of the field keeps the ball. Vanderpool has to play it to the right side to Manfred, but it's almost stolen by Fresno Pacific all the way back to Anderson, who clears it far down the field all the way over to the opposite goalie. Rangel gets the ball. Fresno Pacific has possession now. Nazari in the middle of the field looking up. Mendez putting the pressure on. Nazari plays it over to Viana. Gets fouled on the play by Vela. Plays it quickly over to Jorge Dominguez over to the right side. Fresno Pacific has the ball on the right side, and then they play it through the middle again, looking to keep possession, looking to play some Dominican Penguin ball right here. Just keep possession, be patient. And here is the big through ball over to the left side, but Manfred gets it easily, plays it back to Anderson for the clear. It's high up in the air to Mitnick, who gets a great touch, shields the ball, is just all over the field right now. Unfortunately, Silva made a good play, came back, hit the ball off Mitnick. Sunbird throwing.
Mitnick's the mighty mouse out there. He does everything.
He really is. A thought handball through the middle of the field. Fresno Pacific thought they might have had a call. Mendez goes down to the ground. No call. Still putting the pressure on. It's on the left side of the field. Played through the middle, and Fresno Pacific will keep possession. Godoy now on the pressure. And the center back, Luke Tyler, didn't really know what to do with Godoy on the high pressure. Finally plays it through the middle. Good tackle by Vela. No foul on the call. Starting to be a physical game. The ball is through Mitnick in the middle of the field. Luke Tyler goes down to the ground. Mitnick keeps the ball. Mendez now has the shot, but it's to Rangel with the save. Good two-man play by Mitnick and Mendez. Mitnick really used his body to keep the ball away from the center backs of the Sunbirds. Finally got the ball free, and Mendez got up from the ground, sprinted forward to get the shot off. Here's Silva, defended by Manfred, plays it back, looking for the through ball. Silva is really trying to get those through balls over Manfred, use his speed. In the middle of the field now, Jorge Dominguez plays it over to the right side. We have Viana in the middle, keeping the ball. Just quick passes by the Sunbirds so far. One and two touches are the maximum, really, for the Sunbirds. Moving the ball all around the field. However, not too penetrating yet. The defense of Dominican has really only had to deal with through balls so far. Chris Senes looks over to the right side, sees Godoy, but decides against it. Plays Manfred, who plays Mendez in the middle of the field, but it's off sides again. And that's the third offsides of the game already for Dominican. That tells me that Fresno Pacific is doing a great job of communicating in the back, telling each other when to step up and when to get these eager Dominican attackers offsides.
Yeah, I think on that last one, Mendez didn't really want the ball. You could tell as soon as it went through to him, he knew he was offsides.
Godoy on the right side now, plays to Mendez in the middle. Senes over to Vela. The pressure is on by Fresno Pacific, so we'll have to play it through Valdez in the back. Cordova on the left side to Valdez. Mendez is pointing to Godoy, wide open on the right side. Let's see if the Dominican Penguins can get it to him. Mitnick trying to use his body. It's played to Vela, who plays it over to Mendez. Tries to get the heavy touch forward. Can't quite get it, though. Good defense by the Sunbirds. Chris Senes plays it over to Godoy on the right side. Has it in the right corner. Played a little wide. Has the high cross. It's out for the goal kick for the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds.
Yeah, Godoy was very deep in that corner. I don't think he had much opportunity because he was being pursued on the play by Modigliano, who was right on top of him. But they finally were able to work it over to that right side. Continue working the crosses. You just got to stay patient here against this Sunbird team.
It has been a fast-paced game by both teams. Both teams really keeping the pressure up defensively, doing an excellent job of really not giving in, not stepping up. They are stepping hard every time, both teams. The through ball overplayed to Silva. Vanderpool is there with the header, though. Senes looks for Mitnick on the top of the field, plays it back to a wide-open Cordova on the left side, looks to attack with a through ball, tries to play Mendez, but it's a little bit left. And Fabian Rangel, the keeper for the Sunbirds, has the ball now. Mendez, so good at working and working to keep the pressure on the defenders. The through ball to Silva on the left side. Manfred has to work back, keeps it in. Manfred, high pressure on Silva. Silva has a step over. Not too successful, though. Manfred still on the ball. Vanderpool has to clear. It's over to Vela. Has to get it out in a dangerous position. Looks like Jorge Dominguez has the ball in the middle of the field, but it's played out by Dominican, and Fresno Pacific will play it through the back again, and they're staying patient. Here comes Fabricio Navarre playing it to Eilis. Keeps the ball back to Navarre in the middle of the field to Viana, defended hard by Fabian Valdez. This three-man game between those three, all about it. Eric Anderson has to come out hard on Eilis, and it looks like it's a PK. Or excuse me, he came out hard on Nazare. Nazare tried to push the ball to the left of Anderson, and Anderson had no choice. Hit him with the foot, actually clipped him on the back of the heel. Nazare comes up limping a little bit, but it is a PK in favor of Fresno Pacific. Eric Anderson is pleading his case that Nazare had a big old flop on the play. The referee is not buying it, though. And it looks like Nazare will have the penalty kick.
I don't know about you, Jordan, but I might not be buying the flop either. I think he did clip his foot there and spun him around.
Yeah, I do. I think so, too. Here's the PK by Nazare. Goes up slowly. Plays it to the left. Eric Anderson guesses right. And it's a goal by Fresno Pacific with 22 minutes left in this first half. 2-0 in favor of the Sunbirds.
And those are the things you can't afford when you're playing a dominant team like Fresno Pacific. You give them the PK there. 1-0, that's fine. Dominican can certainly score one, get back in it. But now you're asking for three to win this game. And that's tough against this Fresno team.
And on that goal, it was number 9, number 10, and number 11 for Fresno Pacific. Viana, Eilis, and Nazare. Those three making those triangles in the middle of the field. The center backs and defensive center mids for Dominican just couldn't quite put enough pressure on them to stop them from making those one and two touch passes. And eventually, Nazare got through in the middle just like last goal. Eilis played him through the middle to the right of Vanderpool, in between Vanderpool and Manfred, and the space opened up after so much passing. Senis with a hard tackle in the middle of the field, keeps going. Mendez tries to play the through ball to Mitnick, but Mitnick wasn't exactly running. Nuri was begging for the ball on the right side, didn't get it though, and like you said, we got to get Nuri Bonacosta more involved in the game. On the right side now, Fresno Pacific has the ball. Adrian Arias all the way on the right corner. Through the middle of the field. Fresno Pacific slowing the game way down now. Really taking the pace out of this game. Here's the run over by number 13, Julian Modigliano. Can't handle the ball, though. It's Manfred with the throw-in. Looks forward, finds Vanderpool open behind him. Vanderpool looks up, plays it to Senis, who has hard tackle by Jorge Dominguez, takes the ball, and here's Viana in the middle of the field. Here's Silva on the left side, one-on-one opportunity for Manfred, all the way in the corner, a very good duke by Silva, plays it through the middle of the field, oh, and it's cleared out by Fabian Valdez Mendoza for the corner kick. Gustavo Silva got right by Danny Manfred on that one, had a juke left, and went right. Excuse me, now it is Dominican ball. A Dominican goal kick. That was actually played out by Eilis. Heavy, heavy touch by Eilis. That went about 20 yards the other way he was supposed to go. Anderson has the goal kick to the middle of the field, but no Dominican player is there to contend for the header. And it's all the way back to Anderson again. Vanderpool looks up to the middle of the field, has a streaking Mendez working all the way back to the defensive side. They're trying to get that combination of Mendez coming back and Mitnick taking that open space that Mendez leaves. Not quite working, though. Those center backs from Fresno Pacific, very aware of Mitnick and Bonacosta's speed in the middle of the field, getting right back as soon as they think a run could be on. Here's Modigliano on the left side. Manfred takes the ball, though, easily. As Mendez works the ball, Modigliano takes it off of his head, out for a throw-in.
And you mentioned it before the game, Jordan, about Fresno Pacific speed, and it is alarming. You got guys like Mitnick and Nuri, who are usually among the fastest on the field. They're equal speed to the Sunbird defenders, which you don't see very often.
Yeah, really. Like, Mitnick and Bonacosta have blazing speed, especially Mitnick. When he gets going, he's like a giant dinosaur running through the middle of the field with those arms going. He really does run like a dinosaur. If you watch his arms when he runs, he keeps them kind of up, and his palms are kind of flapping to the side. It's a sight to see, but it works for him. Ball is played out for a Fresno Pacific throw-in on the left side. Guevara is getting taped up, getting mended on the sideline, still watching the ball. You can see the pain in his eyes. Badly wants to be out there with his teammates helping out. Brian, how much do you think Guevara's absence has really hurt Dominican so far this game?
Well, you know, ever since Guevara's been out, you've noticed less controlling in the attacking third of the field for Dominican, because that's what he does. He gets in the middle, he controls, picks out a pass, usually gets it back on the give and go, but now it's just through ball or bust for Dominican's offense.
And that's what it is, really. We're starting to play the type of soccer that Dominican really desperately doesn't want to play, which is just clearing it through the back and playing through ball after through ball after through ball over the top. Dominican doesn't want to play that way. Fresno Pacific has the ball now, defended by Evan Cordova on the right side. We have Hernandez going at him, but plays it through the back. Good defense by Cordova. Fresno Pacific gets by Vela, but here comes Valdez on the hard come out. Looks like Eilis through the middle of the field, tackled by Senes. It's cleared out. Godoy to Mendez, who keeps the ball. Out to Senes, to Vela. And good way of quick passes to get that ball away from Fresno Pacific. Let the game come to you. Let the game slow down if it needed. Bad pass by Manfred to Vanderpool. Here's Silva on the side. He has a wide open Eilis, but Eilis tries to play it back to Silva. Unsuccessful. Vanderpool gets back and clears it. Eilis had about a one-on-one opportunity with Anderson, but Chris Senes did a fantastic job of sprinting back, making Eilis think about it more and more. Eilis decided to play Silva on a bad decision. And here is Eilis again on the right side. Tries to get past Navarro. The shot is there. Anderson with a great save. And saves it to the left of his body. A quick reactionary save. Got down to the ground so low, so fast, that Eilis couldn't get the third goal for the Sunbirds.
It's plays like that where Dominican's thankful to have Eric Anderson.
Man, are they. Like I said, sixth in the nation in save percentage as Vela goes down to the ground. Looked like he caught a finger and elbow to the face or eye. And they're asking for the trainer to come out. Maybe not, actually. Vela, like we've said on this soccer broadcast many times, one of the toughest people to ever play the game. He will come out, he won't come out on the field even if he's got something broken. He wants to stay out there no matter what.
Yeah, and Sam, former Dominican radio fame, out there on the pitch. And speaking of broken cleats, like we were earlier with Eilis, Sam told me yesterday he's on his third pair of cleats of this season already. He went back to his old white ones. They're not even the new white ones anymore.
Wow. Third pair of cleats in one season. That's actually a lot. And that can just tell you about what Eilis did with his cleats earlier. Switching them out, because this turf really does affect your feet and your footwear out on the field. Vanderpool has it. Looking for Mendez on the right side. Can't find it. Now has Nuri Godoy all the way on the left side. Can't get it to him. It's Fresno Pacific ball as they look to go forward fast in the middle of the field. Eilis on the left side looking for the run. Silva has the ball now. Manfred, it's a 2-on-1. Eilis on the left side now looking to go at Manfred. Good tackle out for a corner kick.
I have a question for you, Jordan. I've noticed on the offensive side that Godoy and Bonacosta have actually switched sides. Nuri usually on the left, attacking from the right now. Is that something that just organically happened, or is that a call in from Delano?
Well, it could be both, actually. It could actually happen organically because those attackers have to switch the field and have to keep their movement up so much, all the way, side to side, constantly switching the field. But you know what? John Delano also could have seen something, seen that Nuri Bonacosta might be able to go at the left back, Modigliano, for the Sunbirds, maybe trying to take advantage of an opportunity. The corner kick is up in the air to the far post. Header by Fresno Pacific, but it's out wide for the goal kick.
It was a substitution right before the corner for Fresno Pacific as Alvaro Nogales, the freshman from Spain, checked in, and Rodrigo Viana, the senior from Brazil, checks out.
We'll see if that can affect anything. Viana has really been so good at keeping the ball for Fresno Pacific around the 18-yard box and letting Ilyas and Navarre just go to work in the middle of the field.
And he's a big force in the middle, too. We're looking at 6 foot 180 for the freshman.
How about that? That is big indeed.
And he looks every bit of it.
Now, it looks like, actually, Dominican has made another change. They've put Senis back into the backfield with Vanderpool in the middle. And Fabian Valdez has actually gone into the center midfield position. Swap Musiana's injury has caused a lot of switching around by these Dominican lineups.
Now, Jordan, pulling Fabian up and putting Senis back, what does that do for Dominican?
Well, while Fabian Valdez Mendoza has great control of the ball, usually playing the right back position, he's only 5'9", 5'8". And Senis, on the other hand, is just about 6 foot and a big guy, too. Dominican is really concerned about the size up top for Fresno Pacific, so they're going to have to put their biggest lineup in the backfield back there, and that means that Senis and Vanderpool in the middle.
And that is intimidating in the middle for any defense.
Wouldn't you say so? I wouldn't want to go up against those two.
Absolutely not, and it'll especially take away through balls in the air to the middle. If Fresno was going to look to go that avenue, Senis and Vanderpool win a high percentage of balls in the air.
Absolutely. We have a substitution right now. It looks like Danny Manfred coming out in favor of the junior from Arcata, California, Jordan Rohde, playing the right back position now. Mendez keeps the ball. Very good job of keeping the ball somehow with the high pressure of Fresno Pacific. Played high in the air. Colby Mitnick has to have the pressure. What a touch by Ivan Mirkovic. He saw that ball go over his head, over his shoulder, and calmly just started to juggle it, even though it was about 40 yards up in the air. Great job by Mirkovic. That was impressive. On the right side now for Fresno Pacific. They play it down the line. Senis has his hands raised for the offside, but no call. Here comes Ilyas, the cutback, but the cutback is too big. Godoy, good job of getting back on defense. Clearance by Dominican. To no avail, though. Fresno Pacific attacking yet again on the right side. Here comes Dominguez trying to go at Vela. Has the cross into the middle. The cross is there. The header is right to Eric Anderson by Nogales. And here comes Nuri Bonacosta on the right side. Has Mitnick. Is one-on-one in the back. Has to turn around. Turns around quickly. Nuri Bonacosta gets it. But five Fresno Pacific defenders all got back in a hurry, while it was really just Bonacosta and Mitnick to go for Dominican. And that's another case of the absence of Guevara being sorely, sorely missed.
Now, Jordan, we saw there Bonacosta attacking the right side.
And here comes Fresno Pacific in the middle of the field. Plays a pass to Eric Anderson. And a sliding attempt by Rohde is unsuccessful. Goal by Fresno Pacific. It looked like Ilyas on the right side got the through ball right past the extended foot of Senis. Just a beautiful, beautiful ball on the ground. And Paul Ilyas using that blazing speed to push it past Eric Anderson, play it calmly into the middle of the goal. 3-0 now with 10.5 minutes left in this first half, starting to get a little bit out of hand for the Sunbirds and the Penguins.
Yeah, Dominicans going to need to score a goal here just to let the Sunbirds know that they are still here. They're not going to give up. They're not going to give in. We know they won't, but a goal would go a long way for the confidence of the Penguins.
Well, what happened last game against Fresno Pacific was the Sunbirds actually scored two quick goals and really controlled the game for most of the time after those two goals. However, as soon as Dominican got their first goal and it was 2-1 in the second half, Dominican controlled the game for the next 15 minutes and absolutely destroyed Fresno Pacific all over the field. Let's see if Dominican can get another goal as Silva gets past Rohde, has a one-on-one opportunity with Anderson, and plays it right past him for another goal. 4-0 with 9:45 left in the first half. The ball was played all the way over the top of Rohde, and Rohde tried to body him off the ball and just let the ball go out of bounds for a goal kick. Silva lowered his shoulder, basically like a defensive end, got right around Rohde, and from a crazy, crazy angle, got it past Anderson. 4-0 Sunbirds.
And that's just good persistence there from Fresno Pacific. They've been feeding Silva on the left side all game. A couple narrow misses, a good cross, but nothing from him yet. And you feed him enough, give a talented player like that enough chances, and he's going to hurt you.
Really, it's been attack to the left side and then play it back towards the middle for the Sunbirds all game long.
Now, we've seen one substitution, Manfred for Rohde back there, probably to put fresh legs on Silva again. And I have a funny feeling that the next substitution we see could very well be another defender for Rohde because Silva is wearing Dominican out on the left side.
Yeah, he really is. Rohde tried to use his body on that one, and he's actually a big kid. Rohde's 6'1", with a big frame, too. Just has to have more awareness on that one. Either body him up more or at least kick the ball out before you realize Silva's going to get the ball. Vela has it in the middle of the field, plays it to Valdez Mendoza. At least Dominican is staying talking. Their communication is up so far, at least attacking. Talking, talking, talking. It's so important in the game of soccer. So important even when down 4-0 too. Mendez now tries to play it into Bonacosta out for a throw-in. The throw-in is played to Mitnick. Tries to go forward towards the middle of the field. Plays it to Mendez on the right side. Has a streaking Godoy coming in from the back door. Mendez tries to play it one-on-one. Goes out for a throw-in now in Dominican's favor. Mendez looking for someone, desperately looking for anyone. On the attacking right side, has Mitnick. Tries to play it all around for Fresno Pacific defenders, but can't quite get it. Here comes Silva up the left side now. Eilis in the middle, staying looking up. Vela puts the pressure on, and Eilis has to play it to Dominguez on the right side. Plays it all the way over to Arias on the right. Now here's Luke Tyler in the middle of the field. Oh, Nuri Bonacosta steals the ball and plays it in the middle to David Mendez. Dominican has numbers here. Vela to Mitnick to Valdez. Looks up, tries to find someone. Here's Nuri Bonacosta on the right side with a one-on-one opportunity. He'll look to go right at him. Pushes it towards the middle of the field. Has it on his left side. Has a streaking Mendez in the middle. But the defenders are there. And again, the attack is played out by Fresno Pacific. Senes had the high pressure on Eilis, but the foul is called. But you know what? I will take that 11 days out of the week because Senes really put the pressure on Eilis, and nobody's really done that. Here they come in the middle of the field. The ball to Eilis is played a little bit wide. Anderson has the ball, and here comes Nuri Bonacosta on the right side. Has Mendez, plays it to him. Mendez looks up, looks to go forward with speed. Mitnick tries to get the through ball, is offsides again, and on that one, it really was just the Fresno Pacific defenders stepping up a second before they know that through ball is going to be played. That one was actually Mirkovich on Mitnick the entire time and at level with him. And as soon as Mendez wound up for that through ball, stepped right up and left Mitnick offside with nothing he could do. Here's Rohde on the right side. Mitnick in the middle to Valdez. And Dominican keeps possession in the back now. Got to have a little bit of spacing. A lot of congested middle of the field play so far from Dominican in these past 5 minutes. We have about 5:45 left in this half. As that clearance from the Sunbirds not just went over the fence of Kennelly Field, went over the fence of a residential area, actually went over to a house across the street, across Bell. As Dominican gets the foul, David Mendez working hard for the ball, finally gets the foul called in Dominican's favor. Rohde will have the free kick and will let Mendez, Mitnick, and Vanderpool get all the way up in the field. Actually, Senes will have the free kick. As you see, almost every single orange player for the Sunbird get behind the ball and get to a defensive position. A big offside trap for Fresno Pacific. The flag is up, but no call from the center ref. Dominican still has the ball. Mitnick on the right side gets the low cross in, but Fresno Pacific is there for the trap. Mirkovich now looking far up the field. Silva has on the left side with plenty of space. Will look to try to play it to Nogales. Instead has it himself. Plays it to nobody. Actually, I don't think there was a orange player within 30 yards of that pass. As a beautiful ball over the top to Mendez. Might have an opportunity there. Working hard against Arias on the left side. And the call is going to be a goal kick in favor of the Sunbirds. David Mendez and Adrian Arias got the ball on the through ball over the top from Cordova. That's yet another beautiful through ball over the top by Cordova. Mendez couldn't quite get the ball the Dominican way, though.
And you know, Jordan, we were wondering earlier if Nuri switching from the left side to the right side was planned or if it just happened. I think by now we know it's planned, and I might know why. The right side that he is attacking, the defenders are both 5'7", 150. The left side that he came away from, the defenders are both right around 6 foot and right about 175. So that might just be why Nuri went over to the smaller side. Maybe they find that side of the defense a bit more vulnerable.
Yeah, once Nuri can go up against someone that is like the same size as him, might have the same speed as him, can use his deception to really get past those players. As the ball has tried to play over the top in the middle of the field, but Vanderpool is there for the clearance. Godoy working all the way back to keep the ball, plays it back to Cordova, who has a big ball. The deflection is out of bounds for the Dominican Penguins. We have 3 minutes left in this game. Still a 4-0 game. 8 shots so far for the Sunbirds, 5 for Dominican. And what that tells you is really Fresno Pacific has had quality chances every time they get shots. They are right in the front of the goal, and they're making the most of their opportunities. Dominican is 0-for-5 on shots so far in this game. Sam Vela in the middle of the field now looking up, has Mendez. Plays it to Mitnick, tries to play it to his right foot. So good at turning with the outside of his right foot. Brent, I'm sure you've seen all day Mitnick and his right foot are like one in the same. That outside of the turn is so fast.
Oh, yeah.
As Fresno Pacific keeps the ball on the back of their line, just playing it back and forth, not letting the Dominican pressure get too into their heads. About 2 minutes left in this half so far. Quick Giants update for everyone listening. We are in the bottom of the first inning so far, and the Giants are taking strides. You know, they're scoring runs. It's 1-0 so far in the bottom of the first with good old Barry Zito on the mound for the Giants. Brian, What do you think?
That's fantastic.
Giants got it?
That's fantastic news. All I know is I'm used to the one being a hit and not a run, so it's nice to see someone cross the plate early for the Giants.
It really is. As Fresno Pacific plays the through ball to Ilas on the left side, plays it over to Alexis Hernandez, guarded tightly by Senes, and the clearance out to Nery Bonacosta, now to Valdez in the middle of the field. But Silva has his speed to get the pressure on Valdez, has to play a contested through ball to Mendez all the way back to the keeper.
Yeah, and you know, that was the first time we saw someone not named Silva trying to attack from the left sideline, and it didn't work. Silva was in the middle. I think Dominican would love to see him stay there and away from that attacking left side.
Yeah, I think once Silva gets to the middle and he's starting to be defended by Senes and Vanderpool, those hard-nosed defenders. We saw it just like right now. Senes got the hard pressure on him and got the clearance out. Here comes Modigliano streaking fast on the left side, trying to get past Bonacosta and Rohde, and actually gets the throw in for his advantage. 15 seconds left now in the half. The ball is all the way down the field as Fresno Pacific has to chase it, and it looks like this half will come to a close. 4-0 in favor of the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds right now. 8 shots for the Sunbirds, 5 for Dominican, and it has been all orange all the time. Big injury by Pedro Guevara. He was grabbing his groin with about five minutes into the game, actually. So those last 40 minutes were really tough in the middle of the field for Dominican.
Yeah, and Pedro's such a good possession player in the middle of the attacking third for Dominican, and we saw a big part of that is we don't keep possession stats here at Dominican during these games, but it would have to be heavily in favor of Fresno. They just control the ball, attack down the sidelines, played into the middle. They've really been impressive with what they've done today. There's no chance Dominican will give up on this game. They're still going to fight with everything they have, but spotting a team like Fresno, a 4-goal lead with only one half to play, is going to be tough.
It really is. 4-0 here in favor of Fresno Pacific, Kennelly Field at John F. Allen Complex in San Rafael, California. We will be back on radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to Brian Sanchez and Jordan Smith on the soccer broadcast. Welcome back to Kennelly Field for the Dominican men's soccer game. Come back to a 4-0 deficit for Dominican in this second half. Fresno Pacific has been all over the field all game, especially since that Pedro Guevara injury with about just 5 minutes into this game. Grabbed his groin and still has not come back. Troubling stuff for Dominican. And we start the game. Fresno Pacific starts off with the ball. A few substitutions for each team. Notably for Dominican, we have Manny Sandoval going into the game in the defensive position. He will be playing left back, I believe. Or actually center back. Manny will be playing center back. Evan Cordova staying at the left back position. As Manny gets the ball.
And Danny Manfred back in.
Ah, yes, Danny Manfred back in. A couple defensive substitutions for Dominican, trying to switch something up and get the pace of this game to change at least a little bit.
So Manfred and Rohde switching off here, keeping the legs fresh to contend with Silva on the left side.
Yeah, and Silva still is over on that left side. He switched back from the middle, seeing if he can go at Manfred and keep being successful. Manfred, we have to give him some credit. He has speed, and he's been going hard on every single tackle. And Manfred really does go very hard on tackles. Silva just has a lot of skill with his feet.
Yeah, sometimes you just get beat. There's no rhyme or reason. There's no fault. There's no blame. Silva just beats people.
Yeah, I'm a center back, actually, and so I take pride in my ability to not let people beat me, but I I couldn't count just unlimited times that I've straight up just been beat by a skilled forward or skilled midfielder.
And I'm sure you would, even you would struggle with Silva a little bit.
Oh yeah, he's definitely
a talented player.
Him, Ilis, Navarre in the middle of the field and on the left side, they got quite the talented group over there. We have Silva on the left side now, pushing it towards the middle. Hernandez now plays it, and it comes over to new substitution Chris Young on the right side. Oh, and it looks like Nogales has an open shot, doesn't take it, lets Vanderpool get it, tries to have a shot again, but Vanderpool clears it out safely with the left foot. Vanderpool's really using that left foot more and more as his career goes on. He actually came into Dominican with a reputation from his old club team, actually, as being the guy with all right all the time, really having no left in the defense. He's really changed that so far in his Dominican career, though.
Yeah, and we saw the big mistake in the middle by Nogales. He had a free shot, looked like top of the box from here, but he waited just a second to a second and a half, and by that time, Vanderpool was all over him. And with Vanderpool and Senes in the middle, you have to take the opportunities the instant you get them.
That's what's happening so far for Fresno Pacific. They have been taking their opportunities so quickly, and they've been making up their decisions with the ball so fast. And really, the pace of those decisions is what has made this game 4-0. As Fabian Valdez Mendoza on the left side plays it out of bounds off of Fresno Pacific. An attacking chance now for Dominican. Valdez looks to the middle, looks to Colby, doesn't see anything, plays it all the way back to Vanderpool now, who plays it over to Manfred, looks to go forward. Tries to play it down the line to Nuri Bonacosta, and it goes out off the deflection of Silva for Dominican throw-in on the right side now. Just a casual little switch of the field. It's important for Dominican to keep their composure, too, and keep those switches coming. Mendez tries to play the through ball over the top to Mitnick. A little bit impatient there from the attackers of Dominican. Mendez is desperately wanting to go forward, wanting to get the score back to a little bit of respectability. It's still important to just keep possession, play Dominican ball all the way throughout. Mendez has the ball in the middle of the field. Has Mitnick to Valdez, who tries to play the give and go to Mitnick. It's over the top. And new keeper now in for Fresno Pacific, Stephen Wadey, the 5'11 senior from Clovis, California. He's actually a transfer from CSU Stanislaus. Fresno Pacific has the ball, tries to play it over the top, but Vanderpool is there for the header. And Nuri Bonacosta has the ball. Back to Nuri, looks forward, looks to go forward, has pressure. Plays it to Mitnick in the middle of the field, about 35 yards away from the goal. Vela tries to play it to Godoy. He's open, but it's off sides. And they actually let the keeper, Wadey, grab the ball. It was contested by Godoy. And that's actually a safety concern. The ref really should call that offsides a little faster, because in those situations where someone like Godoy is going up against the keeper and going with speed too, people can get hurt if that foul is not called, especially if the play is supposedly dead. It's important for the ref to not let anybody get hurt, especially in a game like this where the outcome isn't decided, but it's 4-0. We really don't want anybody more to get hurt.
Yeah, you're right, and we saw it earlier with Eric Anderson going in and tripping up, I believe it was Nazare, which led to the penalty kick. Same situation there, but luckily no ankles got rolled over.
Yeah, very luckily. Sunbird throw in on the right side. They throw it all the way back to their keeper. The pressure is put on by Mitnick. Mitnick is all alone now up top. Usually Dominican likes to play with maybe one forward, but definitely three attackers at all times, with Mitnick and Bonacosta pushing up. However, Mendez has dropped back a little bit, let Mitnick go forward and try to use his speed against this Sunbird back line. Here comes the Fresno Pacific left back all the way down the sideline. And here's Mitnick with a little bit of space on the right side. A streaking Mendez down the middle. Mitnick goes to the right, down the sideline. Has the cross in, but it's cleared out by Fresno Pacific. Stays in, actually. Was looking like it was going to go out for a corner. But the heads-up play by Ivan Mirkovic kept it in the field. And here's Valdez Mendoza. Steals the ball, has a shot, but it's blocked by the Fresno Pacific defender. He had a lot of time on that shot and a very good opportunity. Mirkovic was right there, though. That is the sixth shot so far for Dominican. And Fresno Pacific right back. Here is Nogales on the left side, defended by Vanderpool. Has the fake left foot shot, plays it to the middle of the field, tries to find the streaking Nazare. Can't get too much there. And it's played all the way back to the new keeper, Eric Anderson, taken out in favor of freshman Patrick Rabbit. The drop kick is played to the Sunbirds, who now have it in the middle field. Try to keep possession. The running forward, Nogales, defended by Vanderpool. Nogales, a big guy up there, 6 foot, right from Malaga, Spain, too. Another international player for the Sunbirds. They have it on the right side. Play it to Nogales. He's wide open. Has the right-footed cross. Patrick Rabbit with the beautiful save. Quick reactionary save. Had to get down low and block it with his hands. And it's cleared out for a throw-in for the Sunbirds. And they have it again on the right sideline. They try to play it over to the thrower, Hernandez, but he is offsides.
That was a great bit of goalkeeping there from Rabbit. The reaction so quick. Because I thought it was going to be crossed low into the middle to Pessoa, who was making a run right at the goal, but the shot was on and Rabbit was all over it.
Yeah, Nogales just decided, I'm going to go for this and be a real striker. Absolutely blazed a shot. I mean, the speed on it was pretty incredible. Silva takes it all the way down. Modigliano tries to have the heavy touch after the pass by Silva in the attacking form. The heavy touch is too heavy, though, and it's out for a goal kick. Patrick Rabbit will have it on the defending side for Dominican. About 36 minutes left in this game, 4-0 in favor of the Sunbirds.
And much like the last time these two teams met, Dominican much more poised, much more in control in the second half. They look a lot better. Unfortunately, they let the lead grow so large in the first half that it may be too much to come back from.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that 4 goals were scored. Maybe not 4 goals deserved to be scored, because they really only had 8 shots in the first half. But if a team can take advantage of its opportunities in soccer, they will be golden for life. A lot of one-touch play now by the Sunbirds in the middle of the field. They hit it out to Hernandez on the right side. The patience by him to let Chris Young go streaking in. Bad clearance by Dominican, and finally Senes clears it out as Mitnick is the only one with 3 Fresno Pacific defenders. Here comes Mendez on the good pressure to help Mitnick out a little bit, but Fresno Pacific thinks nothing of it as they play it again through the middle of the field. Paseo has a shot, got the ball from Mirkovic in the middle of the field, turned around with about 40 yards away, saw Yad's face, and decided, why not, Brian?
And I'll tell him why not, because that wasn't even close. Rabbit in the goal didn't even have to think about going to save that one.
Yeah, if you're going to kick a ball on the ground, if you're going to have a shot on the ground from about 40 yards away, there's a slim chance of you scoring. Substitution on the field for Fresno Pacific. Nick Watson from Clovis coming in favor of Julian Modigliano for their left back. Luke Tyler gets the drop kick, plays it in the middle of the field, and Fresno Pacific, they've really had a lot of space and a lot of time in this middle of the field right in front of the broadcast studio. All day they've been able to one-touch and two-touch those passes. Here comes Silva on the side. Manfred, good job of getting in front of him, but he was offsides anyways. Manfred showing himself a little bit on that run.
Yeah, and it may only be 12 minutes into the second half, but only the second time we've heard Silva's name, which is a bit surprising given how much he dominated in the first half.
Definitely. A quick Giants update for those of you at home. 3-1 in favor of the Giants now. Blanco, Gregor Blanco, hit a two-run homer out of nowhere to get him and Hector Sanchez in into home plate. 3-1 Giants in the bottom of the second. Vela in the middle of the field now, looking up, trying to find someone, have to play it back. And Manny Sandoval keeps possession. Evan Cordova looking for someone to play, finds Fabian, is pressured again by Nogales, but clears it to Vanderpool. Has a through ball to Nuri or Mitnick. Really, either one could have gotten that, but it went right by both of them. Fresno Pacific now has the ball, pressured by Sam Vela. Hard pressure, too. Nothing too much. And you know what? Usually Sam Vela has a lot of opportunities to slide. Not many here. Nuri Bonacosta plays it towards the middle of the field. Has Mendez. Expected a trailer right behind him. Couldn't get anything. He left it off for something. And here comes Rabbit all the way out 40 yards away. Silva was going to get that ball in behind Vanderpool, but Patrick Rabbit came streaking very fast out of his box to kick it away for the clearance.
Yeah, some may call that risky, but honestly, it might be more risky to sit back and let Silva come in on you with no defender in front of him. So pick your poison there, and Rabbit did a fantastic job.
Especially since Silva might have been behind Vanderpool on that play, too. Rabbit had good instincts to come out as fast as possible. Fresno Pacific ball now on the right side, near the middle of the field. Nogales looks to go in. Manny Sandoval goes in hard for a tackle. Basically has a butt tackle and knocks Nogales right to the ground. Manny Sandoval doesn't exactly shy away from contact. In his career, he probably averages about a yellow a game so far, and it looks like he might actually earn one here. Or maybe just a talking to.
Looks like just a talking to.
But Manny Sandoval going into the game, 14 minutes into his game, he gets a hard foul. Actually comes up limping a little bit. Going back to his defensive position, but he looks to be okay. Manny Sandoval is very, very big, and I don't think I've ever seen him lose a header. We talk about Senes and Vanderpool in the middle of the back for the Dominican Penguins and how good they are in the air. Sandoval is just as good. No subtractions when he comes into the game in the air. Nogales has a left-footed shot from just outside the 18. Tries to curve it over to the left post. Rabbit thinks nothing of it, though. Goes wide. Substitution on the field now for the Penguins. Josh Godoy coming out on the left side in favor of sophomore Carl Fitzgerald from Riverside, California.
And does it look to you the way it looks to me with Nogales? Every time he gets a foot on the ball, he's going to try and score?
Absolutely. Mendez has a good flick of the head to Mitnick, but Mitnick is double-teamed, can't quite get anything of it. A few pulls of the jersey and a few pushes there, but Mitnick doesn't get the call. Nuri Bonacosta spins around, goes right at the Sunbird defenders. Mitnick tries to play the through ball over to a streaking Nuri. Little miscommunication there, though. On that one, Mitnick was thinking that Nuri was going to go for the give and go. Just leave it off for Mitnick and go right into the middle of the field. They got to keep talking, though. Dominican has to keep talking, even with 30 minutes left in this 4-0 game. The Sunbirds play it all the way through the back. They're in their box now, but not a lot of pressure going on. Here comes Vela with a little bit of pressure, but he leaves a man wide open. And here comes the through ball to Silva on the side. Manfred with the defense. Silva gets the ball. Manfred hard on the pressure, going in really tough. Makes Silva pass the ball, and it's over on the left side right now for Nick Watson. Plays it back to Silva in the middle of the field. Now going at Valdez Mendoza. Steals the ball, but it poked out to a Fresno Pacific player, and they'll play it through the back with Alexis Hernandez.
Yeah, even though Fresno stayed on the ball, such an important challenge there. from Fabian to knock it away from Silva, because we've seen the magic that can happen when he has the ball at his feet.
And it's just taking you defensively. Fabian Valdez is so good at that. It's just taking your opportunities when you can. Silva going through the middle of the field, plays it out wide, looks to get it back. The cross is all the way over to the right side, and it looks like they were trying to play it to Nazare. Couldn't quite get it, though. Fitzgerald has to clear the ball out of the danger area.
And they could have been playing it high because Pessoa, the junior out of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, was in the middle there. He's listed as 6'3", and it seems like it might be the first time that a player's been listed shorter than he actually is, because he looks much more than 6'3".
He sure does, Brian. He looks probably maybe around the 6'5 range.
Well, he's standing next to the 6'2 Vanderpool, and he's towering over Corey, and not many people do that.
Yeah. What a height advantage that Pessoa gives them in the middle of the field. Here comes Mendes on the right side. He has Minnick in the middle. Tries to play him. It's clear. It's not cleared out, but it's stolen by Fresno Pacific, and they will try to calmly pass the ball out. Here comes Silva on the way on the right side of the field now. Has to go at Manny Sandoval. Oh, and Silva thought that the ball didn't go all the way out. The ref threw up his flag right away, though. Silva doesn't like the call. Coach Farfan doesn't like the call either. Doesn't matter. It's Dominican ball. And Silva had space, too. It was about a 2-on-2 right there with that through ball, and he could have went right at Manny Sandoval. Here is Fresno Pacific stealing the ball again. Silva going right at Fabian Valdez towards the right side now, looking up. Plays it to the middle to Pessoa. Tries to leave it off for Nazare, but it's stolen by Vanderpool. Good tackle by Corey Vanderpool. Plays it to his former club teammate, Carl Fitzgerald. Brian, did you know that actually four players on this Dominican team played for the same club in Southern California?
Really? And were they all freshmen last year?
They were.
That makes sense, because last year featured a lot of freshmen for Dominican, and they seem to coincide very nicely, and that would most likely be the reason why.
Now sophomores Corey Vanderpool, Carl Fitzgerald, Dale Howard, and Justin Reed all played on the nationally ranked Southern California Arsenal team. John Delano must have had some fun scouting that team, too.
Probably pretty easy. Just give me all the Arsenal players you can give.
Fresno Pacific has the corner. It's headed in to the area by Silva, but over the goal, Rabbit lets it go over the top for a goal kick. Substitution on the field, another one for the Dominican Penguins. An attacking substitution, Yorgo Letsos, the junior from Carlsbad, California, coming out for Nuri Bonacosta, getting him some rest now. 26 minutes left in this game. Patrick Rabbit let that go over the top, and he can probably judge when things are going over the goal anytime he wants. He's listed at 6'4", and man, does he look tall out there. He just looks like a big body in the middle of the goal. Hard to get past him. Yorgo Letsos, new addition, goes to the right side, plays it over to the middle of the field, keeping the ball. Yorgo really working, gets the cross in. Fitzgerald is there, but can't quite get it. And here comes Hernandez on the right side, clears it out, but Valdez is right there. Not a quality touch. Luke Tyler takes the ball and will play it out of the back for the Sunbirds.
And you know, even though nothing came of it, impressive stuff there from Letsos. Just to get the cross in, forget about the fact that it was almost playable to the one man in the box, which was Fitzgerald, I believe, who was guarded on both sides by Sunbird defender, and Letsos still almost found him.
Yeah, the precision on that cross was pretty incredible. Letsos, an experienced right mid, easily can get a great cross in. Bruno Pessoa going at Manny Sandoval, but Sandoval, just as physical as Pessoa, steals the ball, and Cordova is able to get it out to Vanderpool.
And Pessoa, surprisingly agile for someone of his height.
Really?
You expect them to be a little slower maybe on the quick balls, but not the case.
Not the case here, as Fresno plays it over to Hernandez, going at Cordova. Cordova reads him like a book, though. Plays it out of bounds, but thought he had the cleats up slide that Hernandez did. Was right next to the AR. AR saw nothing, though. and it's played into Pessoa. Hard tackle going in from Vanderpool, and they play it out back to Nazari, who still has the ball. Still has the ball, actually. Silva now looking to go at Cordova with speed, has the right-footed cross in, goes over the top, over Danny Manfred. It looked like Nogales literally jumped over him.
He did.
And tried to have a stomach goal, actually.
Yeah, right off the chest.
But Patrick Rabbit was there for the save. I don't think Manfred had any idea that Nogales was going to go for that.
I don't know how you could have an idea for that. I don't know how the offensive player had an idea for that.
I mean, how are you going to just think of yourself as Vince Carter and jump over someone like that?
It was the Superman goal.
Fresno Pacific throw in on the left side now. They throw it into the middle. Hard defense by Vanderpool, so it's played out to Nazari. Pessoa tries to play it over to number 9, Rodrigo Viana, back in the field. The shot by Hernandez. Another shot by Hernandez. Out wide for a goal kick. Patrick Rabbit didn't have to do anything on that one. His first shot was blocked by the center backs in the middle of the field, clogging the middle. Dominican is doing a very good job of that so far in this half. Had another shot, a bullet, too, out wide. The goal kick is a straight-up line drive far down the field. Good play by Mendez and Fitzgerald to get it to the new freshman, Chris Davis. Patrick Davis. Couldn't get anything of it, though. Fresno Pacific has the ball now, playing it with their two men on the outside, Hernandez and Nazari, and they switch it all the way through the back. Luke Tyler now has it on the right side to Chris Young, keeping the ball. Good pressure here by Dominican. Finally, a little life defensively on the attacking side. Got to keep that pressure up, especially in the Fresno Pacific defensive side. Keep them locked into a corner. Manny Sandoval, good tackle on Pessoa, but it looks like Dominguez came up with the ball, and here comes Hernandez on the right side going right at Cordova, but Cordova says none of that and goes right at the ball, sliding in for a hard tackle, plays it out of bounds for a Fresno Pacific throw-in.
And Cordova's having a great game. The only time we saw him get beat is when Silva came to the other side. He had a little trouble, but who hasn't had trouble with Silva this afternoon?
Yeah, Cordova is really having a quality game so far, the left back. There's a reason he hasn't been taken out yet, even though he is usually the first sub off the bench for the Dominican Penguins. He is flourishing in his starting role at left back. As Cordova has the ball now, looking up for something, tries to play it into the middle. Nothing there, though, and has to play it back to Manny Sandoval. Switching it all the way over to the right side. Patrick Davis can't quite get a foot on it. Has to work back now and put the pressure on. It's played a flick on from Pessoa to Viane, but nothing there. Rabbit cradles the ball over and has the drop kick. Now 20 and a half minutes left in this game. 4-0 in favor of Fresno Pacific. 6 shots for Dominican and 15 for the Sunbirds. Here's Patrick Davis playing it over to Fitzgerald, who plays it to Mendez, tries to play it back to Davis, who's making a good run. The defender, Chris Young, there was there. Excuse me, the defender, Chris Young, was there, though. Fresno Pacific tries to play it out of the back, but good pressure by Dominican to not let them do it, and Manny Sandoval has quite the tackle on there. The AR raised his flag, but the center ref said none of that. That was a good tackle, and it was, too. Manny Sandoval got ball. Yorgo Letsos has the cross into the middle of the field, to the middle by Fitzgerald. Valdez goes to the ground, and it's cleared out by Fresno Pacific. As here comes the Sunbirds down the middle of the field. Nogales turns right around Manfred and tries to keep going. Now has Vanderpool on him. Nogales has a big shot, a blazing shot too, but Rabbit saves it. The rebound is there for Viana, but Rabbit goes over his head to cradle the ball in. Good extension of the hands by Patrick Rabbit to get that in.
Very impressive work by the freshman.
And the through ball, attempted through ball to Patrick Davis is just a foot offside. Mendez thought he had him. Couldn't quite lead him to succession, though. A couple substitutions on the field for Fresno Pacific. Number 20, Nick Starr, and number 26, Jordan Cardoza from Tipton, California, goes in. Do you know where Tipton is?
I don't.
I have no idea. Usually when it says California, I usually know where the city is, but...
At least a pretty good idea.
Tipton, never heard of that one. We'll give you a Giants update real fast. It's the middle of the third right now. Giants are still up 3-1. And Zito is still going.
Scary.
The shot by Mendez. He saw the keeper far, far out of the box. Had the 40-yard shot, and it was actually pretty close, too. Went just over the bar, though, for the goal kick. And here comes the new substitution, Nick Starr, playing it towards the middle of the field for Mirkovic. As Fresno Pacific looks to attack a little bit more, add on to that 4-0 lead. They still haven't scored this half, but they have had their chances. 17 shots, 9 of them in this half. Here's Silva on the side, or excuse me, Hernandez on the side, going against Cordova. It's played to the middle of the field. Cordoza, not a good touch, though, if Sandoval clears it out. And here comes Vela with a little bit of speed. Has options, plays Letsos on the right side. Letsos plays the one-touch Patrick Davis, but is offsides again for the Fresno Pacific free kick. And I think on that one, Patrick Davis is a new addition to this game. He's not quite used to that Fresno Pacific offsides trap, while David Mendez and Colby Mitnick kind of got in the flow of the game. They got used to that Fresno Pacific offsides trap. Started to adapt to it. Davis and Fitzgerald, the new additions, have to keep that going too. Here comes Fresno Pacific down the middle of the field, and the free kick is called. It's a foul on Mendez right at the half line. The ref is trying to explain to the players that stop hurrying. I got stuff to do. I got to talk to these players. It's on my whistle. I would say a good job by this ref of keeping control of the game, though. It started out a little bit physical and looked like it might get pretty chippy by the end. But so far, it hasn't been too bad. And a measure of that is actually, I would go ahead and measure that by Sam Vela and his lack of slide tackles. Alexis Hernandez had a beautiful move on Evan Cordova. That was the first time Evan Cordova's been beat. Actually got megged in a spin move by Hernandez. That was something special. I mean, those are the things you dream of as an attacker, those types of moves. Here comes Cordova now. Has Young on the side, looking to go one-on-one. But nothing there as Young stayed put at the attempted give-and-go. The clearance isn't a good one, though, by Valdez. And Starr has the ball, plays it over to Hernandez, has the right-footed cross into the middle of the field, but Rabbit is there. Oh, and gets taken out by number 23, Alvaro Nogales. It looked like it wasn't exactly malicious, but any time you hit the keeper and the keeper has the ball or even touches the ball, that is a rule for caution. And we have to keep that player safety up. The ref's job, and almost most important job every time, is keeping that keeper safe. Because he goes up there totally unprotected in the air. Nogales stopped a little bit before he hit Rabbit. Still got him, though. The foul was called on the play. 15 minutes left now at Kennelly Field in San Rafael, California. 4-0. Fresno Pacific over the Dominican Penguins. As everybody scoots back for the Rabbit free kick. He's got quite the boot. Davis heads it to a streaking Fitzgerald Mendez. They couldn't quite get there fast enough, though. Davis is only 5'9", but he's going up against the big ol' defenders for Fresno Pacific, such as 6-foot defender Nick Starr right now. Size advantage Fresno Pacific, but the fight of Davis is really holding strong. It'll be a throw in on the left side for Dominican as there are three substitutions now. Nuri Bonacosta coming back into the game for Dominican. Robin Goldschmidt coming in from Carmel, California into the middle of the field for Fabian as Justin Reed gets some run. Like I said, he was on that Southern California Arsenal team that has four players on Dominican. He will be going in at right back for Dominican. Sam Vella has the ball in the middle of the field. Gets a Meg, actually. A little something special for Sam as it's played all the way to the side for Yorgo Letsos. Great tackle by Nick Watson. Called a foul, however. Nick Watson got the ball, played it off Letsos. I'm pretty sure the ref was calling a cleats up foul because his cleats did elevate on the play. And even if you get all ball all the time, if your cleats are showing, that is a dangerous, malicious play. Always a call for foul. Sam Vella will have the free kick from about 40 yards away from the goal. Got to watch out for that Fresno Pacific offside trap, too. It's either going to be offside trap or it's going to be physical play. Nothing in between. Patrick Davis trying to get open. It's a good ball to the middle. Vanderpool tries to save it, but can't quite get it. And Vanderpool has to race back to his defensive position now. Fresno Pacific has the ball. Falling down is Nick Starr. And the foul is called on Goldschmidt. Goldschmidt can really change the pace of this game. The way he works and the way he fights on every single play with excellent positioning, it's really just a pleasant sight to see. Cordova has to get all the way back to defend. Good job of getting back, though, as Vanderpool helps him out. It looks like Jordan Cardoza got behind all of the Dominican defenders with an over-the-top through ball. Cordova used his speed and his long legs to come all the way back for the recovery.
Yeah, Cordova's great game continues. Got beat a little bit on the play, but recovered in plenty of time.
Yeah, it's so important for defenders to recover, even when you do get beat, or even when you're not even getting beat, but you have to get back. The recovery is important. As here comes the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds, Rodrigo Viana down the middle of the field, fighting with Manny Sandoval, has the shot, but it's saved by Rabbit off the side of the goal. Oh, actually, not saved by Rabbit. They saw a deflection off of Viana for the goal kick. Manny Sandoval working hard to get back. Very physical play between him and Viana the entire half. About 11 and a half minutes left in this game. Still 4-0 in favor of Fresno Pacific. Now 18 shots for the Sunbirds, just 7 for Dominican. Nuri plays it over the top for Patrick Davis, and it's headed out by the keeper, Wadey. He was outside of the box, but saw that Patrick Davis was going to get to it before him, so had to head the ball out for the clearance. And here comes the through ball to Viana. Sandoval is there on the defense, though. Cleared out high by Patrick Rabbit. Tried to get it to Fitzgerald, but it's to Cordova now. Uses his body very well. And the foul is called on Modigliano. Cordova tried to really body him up. Modigliano was all over him. Robin plays the through ball over to Fitzgerald. Didn't really look up, though, as Fitzgerald was cutting to him. And Goldschmidt thought for sure that he was going all the way down the line. Throw in for Fresno Pacific. A Sam fella heads it right next to the broadcast studio. Viana will go all the way up and keep staying on that last man on Manny Sandoval. Him and Manny Sandoval have had some great battles so far in this game already. Now in the middle of the field, Cardoza looks to switch all the way over to the left side. The right-footed cross is into the middle of the field, but it's headed out by Cordova and Fitzgerald. Now over on the right side for the Sunbirds to the middle. Nazari plays it to Pessoa, has time. Nazari looks for a shot, actually crosses it all the way over to Nogales. Gets it just past Reed, has the shot, and it's curved in for the goal. Nogales cut it past Reed, had it on his right foot, and used the curve of the inside of his right foot to play it on the side netting for the goal. 5-0 now, 9 minutes left in the half.
That was impressive right there by Nogales, a nearly perfectly placed ball. Not sure anybody could have got there to block that one, and you know what? It's been bend but don't break all day for Dominican, but when Fresno spends so much time attacking on offense with the ball at their feet, they're bound to score eventually. Only one goal in the second half, though, as Dominican has been much improved.
And we've been talking about Nogales for a while and how he just basically is looking to shoot every single time he gets the ball up there. Finally paid off for him. A new substitution on the field for Dominican, Drake Albi from Petaluma, California, coming into the game now. It is a throw-in for Dominican on the left side now after some bleeding from Carl Fitzgerald. Evan Cordova looking for Carl and Drake on the right side. Drake gets it, plays it to Davis in the middle, tries to get it to Goldschmidt. A little miscommunication by Albi and Davis, and Fresno Pacific steals the ball. They play it out of the back. 19 shots for the Sunbirds now. On the right side of the field, Vela can't quite get to it, but Vanderpool can. Plays it out, and it's all the way to Justin Reed, who plays it safely to Patrick Rabbit. To an open Goldschmidt towards the middle circle. Has the through ball to a streaking Albi. Can't quite get to it, though, as he's blocked off the ball by Ivan Mirkovic. Lets it go all the way to the keeper, Wadey. On the right side now, Chris Young, defended by Carl Fitzgerald, plays the ball all the way up to Pessoa, who gets a good touch and tries to get past Sandoval, uses his speed, has speed. Sandoval can't quite get up to him. Pessoa has the shot, and it's past Rabbit to the left side of his hands. Pessoa gets the goal, 6-0 Fresno Pacific. Pessoa got the through ball all the way back from Chris Young, and as soon as he got past Sandoval, he was able to really turn on those burners and accelerate past everyone and cleanly hit the ball on the ground just to the right of Patrick Rabbit's hands.
Such an impressive run there. It started with the great touch that you mentioned on the cross. Played it right in front of himself. Got a leg up. Used those long legs to get in front of Manny. And then one final long touch through to himself. Put it right in the corner.
Yeah, it seemed like he took maybe 6 steps from half field to the goal. Like LeBron James on a basketball court, it seems like. As Robin Goldschmidt plays it over to the left side. Back to Robin. Keeps the ball. Good job of keeping possession, not forcing anything. Albi now in the attacking side for Dominican. All the way over to Letzos, but it looks like Albi was offsides. The refs are making a hand motion up and down, kinda. And that means that while Albi wasn't offsides at the point that he got the ball, when the ball was kicked by Goldschmidt, Albi was offsides and beyond everyone. As the ball is played all the way to Silva, Reed tries to get the tackle but can't quite get it. It's a shot just wide of the goal. What a fast, unexpected through ball just past the sliding Reed. Silva is a little bit bigger than Reed, able to use his speed to get the one-on-one opportunity. Too much power on that shot, though.
And it wasn't even a minute before Silva came in and was able to immediately make his impact on the game. He has been a nightmare for Dominican all game long.
Immediately makes his impact. Pessoa now looking for Nazare. It actually has Viana in the middle, who gets fouled by Goldschmidt. Oh, and they try to play the quick through ball to Pessoa, but the ref is saying, it's on my whistle, man. You can't go that quite that fast.
And you know how that is, Jordan, being a lead official yourself. You got to control the pace of the game, especially when a team like Fresno is completely dominating and running away. They want to play it at their own speed.
Definitely. The refs have been doing a good job of keeping control of the game, not letting anything get too physical, too out of hand. There's a lot of pushing in the middle of the field as I say that, and it looks like tried to be cleared by Dominican. It is cleared in a big commotion as Patrick Davis looks to streak down the middle of the field, has options, plays Albi on the right side, has to really work to keep it in, has it, looks to go one-on-one, tries to go down the right side, stolen by the Fresno Pacific Sunbirds, though, and cleared out for a Dominican throw-in.
Yeah, I think the attack was stopped when Albi had to sprint so hard and so far just to keep the ball in bounds. After that, it's tough to make an attacking move because the defense is recovered.
You saw how hard he was running there. He was really, really working just to keep the ball inside of the lines. Goldschmidt and Vela, good physical play by them in the middle of the field now. As Letsos plays the ball past the Fresno Pacific defender, has the throw-in and tries to get the quick throw-in, but the ref is saying, I'm giving you the free kick right now. You might as well take that. While Letsos may have gotten past the Sunbird defender, the defender definitely got a piece of Letsos' back heel, and they will call it back for the advantage foul. And Brian, do you know what an advantage foul is?
Please enlighten me.
Well, when it's a little different than basketball. There's no continuation where you can have the foul and get the basket. In soccer, you might get a foul called, but if you have the ball and you're still attacking, they'll wave off the foul in favor of you getting a great attacking chance. As Dominican steals the ball from a big Fresno Pacific counter, they tried to get it. It looks like Nogales, the big forward, going up against the smaller Goldschmidt. Goldschmidt holding his own, though. Pessoa plays it out wide to Nick Watson on the left side. Has to have the cross. It's into Vela, though, safely out for the clearance. Patrick Davis can't quite get ahead on it as Dominican is getting torn up by Silva again. Here comes Viana. Plays it into Pessoa, who has the shot. It's saved by Rabbit. The rebound is there, but Reed clears it out. Great save by Patrick Rabbit. Diving to his right. Pessoa had another great shot. Rabbit wouldn't let that one in, though. 2:50 left now in the half. The score is 6-0 Fresno Pacific. 22 shots on the game for Fresno. Patrick Davis has to work all the way back to keep the ball. Manny Sandoval plays it out of the danger zone. Throw in for Fresno Pacific. Another quick Giants update. We are still in the bottom of the third. Excuse me, the end of the third inning. 3-2 now. Giants. The Reds got a run in there in the third inning.
That's right. Barry Zito's day is done as George Contos took over after Ryan Ludwig homered to pull the Reds within one.
Quick trigger there by Bochy. Carl Fitzgerald steals the ball in the middle of the field, plays it to Davis, who gets the nice cut, tries to play it back to Fitzgerald. Unfortunately, defender Nick Starr saw the play ahead of time, stepped in right there. Reed is on a one-on-one with Watson, tries to take the ball. Here comes new addition, John Sansone, playing center back now in favor of Corey Vanderpool. Viana has the ball, tries to get a shot off, has a shot, but the whistle is blown. Looks like an offsides call, actually, on Fresno Pacific. Excuse me, a handball call. Actually touched the upper part of his arm. Patrick Rabbit will have the free kick. A line drive far in the air. Rabbit has got quite the boot. Pretty impressive, the leg he has. Fella fakes the through ball, keeps the ball, looking to dribble down the left side, and it gets stolen. And looks like Modigliano is running all the way past Cordova. Modigliano plays it in the middle to Nogales. Tries to leave it off for Modigliano. Can't quite get it, though, and Cordova has to play it out for the throw-in. The ref stops the clock and blows his whistle. It looked like Vela and Cardoza got, or excuse me, not Cardoza, Chris Young and also Cardoza got into it a little bit. But good sportsmanship by both teams, shaking their hands. I'd say soccer is one of the best sportsmanship games in the entire world. It has to be. It's the most played sport in the entire world. Here comes Silva on Goldschmidt. Has the cross. Great defense by Goldschmidt, though. Forces the goal kick. But no, they change it, actually, to a corner kick now. They're saying that it was deflected off of Goldschmidt's foot.
And this will likely be the last attempt of the game for either team.
Sandoval heads it out of the danger area, but it's still in there. Here comes Viana with the left-footed shot high over the bar with 8 seconds left into this half. Looks like that was the last play of the half, and this game comes to a close. There is the buzzer. Final score, Fresno Pacific 6, Dominican University of California 0. As we end the game, 24 shots for Fresno Pacific, only 7 for Dominican. Dominican goes to 3-4 in their conference now. First time all year they've had a losing conference record. And they go to 7-4 overall, while Fresno Pacific improves to 8-4 overall and 6-3 in conference. The next game for the Dominican Penguins will actually be at Grand Canyon, who is the number 15 team in the nation in all of Division II and is number 3 in the West in all of Division II. Very impressive team Grand Canyon is. Tough, tough test Dominican will have to face there. The next broadcast for the Dominican Penguins will be coming up soon, actually. Looks like in a week on Thursday, October 18th, 12:30, versus the Academy of Art University. I know I'll be there. Unfortunately, Brian will not. I will be probably handling it on my own for the Dominican radio broadcast. Brian, it was a tough game to watch, and it was a tough game for the Penguins to play. But they fought the entire way through. This has been Brian Sanchez and Jordan Smith on Dominican Radio, radio.dominican.edu, for the soccer broadcast at Kennelly Field in San Rafael, California.